This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Every Wednesday, we talk about health matters. Today, a European study released this week finds that an irregular heartbeat is more common among men, but much more dangerous for women. Joining us to explain is Dr. Kalyanam Shivkumar. He's director of the Arrhythmic Center and Electrophysiology Program at UCLA. Dr. Shivkumar, how much of a problem is irregular heartbeat in men and women?
Specialists who deal with cardiac rhythm problems would point out that the commonest irregular heartbeat problems that come to our attention relate to what is called atrial fibrillation, which is a chaotic or an abnormal rhythm that originates in the upper chambers of the heart.
So it's just not beating regularly, as it should.
That is correct. This rhythm problem tends to increase with advancing age, and indeed it is the commonest cardiac rhythm problem for which people are referred to cardiologists in the United States today.
It's the most common problem, and this problem can lead to a stroke, yes?
That is correct. One of the dreaded complications or problems associated with this is the risk of a stroke, which is a small blood clot that forms within the upper chambers of the heart, partly related to abnormal blood flow patterns because of this abnormal rhythm.
So if we say this is the most common problem, how common is it among men and women?
In some series, this is quite high. It reaches up to 5 to 10% of population with increasing age.
How could one tell if you had this condition? What are the symptoms?
The commonest symptoms patients notice are what we refer to as palpitations or an awareness of the heartbeat. Some people are able to say, or they're very intuitive, they feel their pulse and they're able to tell that their pulse is not regular. There are other patients in whom the abnormal rhythm is picked up simply because patients are able to relate to changes in their exercise capacity. They feel short of breath. They are not able to do things that they were able to do quite well before the onset of the rhythm.
Uh-huh.
So these are the tip-offs.
Okay.
Very rarely it presents or announces itself with a stroke, and that is somewhat tragic, and it does happen in a small percentage of patients. But I would say the vast majority of cases, there are some premonitory symptoms.
So if you have these symptoms, you should go talk to your doctor and ask your doctor to look at the possibility of irregular heartbeat just when you're going for a physical.
Sure. Indeed, any physician who does a physical exam routinely looks for it.
Dr. Kalyanam Shivkumar, director of the Arrhythmia Center and Electrophysiology Program at UCLA, thanks for coming in to speak with us on Day to Day.
Thank you so much for having me.
And let me add that after that interview, Dr. Shivkumar stressed again that irregular heartbeat is highly treatable. People talk about the miracles of modern medicine these days. This actually is one of them, and there should be fairly easy access to it through a checkup.